this day before Thanksgiving, we're feeling a little salty. The mineral salt is available in all sorts of fancy forms from all over the world, even from under mountains in West Virginia. Here's NPR's Noah Adams.
Let's meet a new Appalachian salt maker.
I'm Nancy Bruns, CEO of J.Q. Dickinson Saltworks, and we're here in Malden, West Virginia.
We're in the Kanawha River Valley, just southeast of the capital city, Charleston. It's mostly pasture land with cows nearby. And a new small, you could call it micro, saltworks.
So this is our well in the field over here. It goes down 350 feet.
The wellhead is simple, white, about 2 feet high. This took a couple of weeks to drill, and then came the salty water.
It did gush. It absolutely did gush. We went through a lot of fresh water on the way down, so we all had cups and we were tasting it, and I just said, no, keep drilling. It's not salty yet.
Nancy Bruns said this is the J.Q. Dickinson Saltworks. It's actually a revival of that company. She's a seventh-generation descendant of those folks. They started in 1817. Long ago here, when the mountains rose up, an ancient ocean went underground. Some of it stayed near the surface. The pioneers needed salt. The meatpackers in Cincinnati waited. So it was drill deep, burn timber and coal to evaporate the water. 50 companies doing it. Slaves were brought in for much of the labor. It was a big, noisy, extractive industry. At the new Dickinson Saltworks, an almost worn-out electric pump is the only real industry. There are two large and peaceful greenhouses. Here they call them sun houses. Nice in here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gets up to about 150 degrees in here in the summer.
Yeah. Megan Parker is the operations manager, happy to be using sunlight instead of burning fossil fuels. The salt water is in large trays lined with black polyethylene. And you can see the beginning white salt crystals. They're in graceful, almost mystical patterns.
It is magic. It's my favorite part of the process to see a bed that, like this on our right, that's completely clear liquid, and then the next day you come in and you start to see these beautiful crystals forming.
Nancy Bruns uses a wooden rake to gather the finished salt crystals into a pile. Her company will produce about 10,000 pounds this year to be dried, sorted, put in small jars, and also shipped out to top restaurants like the French Laundry in Northern California, Husk Restaurant in Charleston, South Carolina, and Woodbury Kitchen in Baltimore.
I think of salt as like wine. So the minerality of our salt is different from the minerality of any other salt. Kind of like a Pinot Noir grown in California is different than a Pinot Noir grown in France. Could be exactly the same vine, but because of the earth that it's grown in, it gives you a different flavor.
In Malden, West Virginia, Nancy Bruns, the CEO of the newly reestablished J.Q. Dickinson Saltworks. Noah Adams, NPR News.
And as for how to use that high-end salt, or low-end salt for that matter, Noah recommends whisking up some dark caramel sauce, sprinkle on the salt, and eat it with a spoon.